everyone, and may the force be with you. Thank you so much for being here. This is our bonus episode for our Palpatine episode. I hope you guys are ready. As always, if you are in our Twitch chat while we are recording this and you have any questions, please feel free to drop those in the chat anytime. We've got a couple here already that we are going to be answering. The first one is from one of my friends. His name is Shy Winter. And so I had told him about the topic and he was like, I have a question I want to answer. And I was like really excited. And so basically the question is, if you were to make a sequel trilogy where Palpatine comes back and it makes sense, how would you do it? Bonus points if it makes sense, but it's not the way that it's done in Legends or in Disney. So like something unique. So this is my idea. I'm going to do it as if I'm going to do it the same way the Disney's movie did it, where they don't have series to back them up just yet. Because I feel like the way that I tell the story, it allows you to still make series, but where like, instead of being completely left out, you know, we'll have a clear line and the series can make it, you know, add more detail. I'm not going to do it shitty where I'm completely relying on series, but I am going to keep the names because I think that you can still use the names. So This is how I would do episode 7. You call it The Force Awakens. It's 15 years after Return of the Jedi. Mon Mothma has served as the head of the New Republic and is coming to, you know, she's tired now. She's coming to the end of her reign as the chief of state. And she passes the mantle on to the only other person who she thinks is good, which would be Leia Organa Solo. This sets up Leia. Like I want Leia to be a big part of this series. I want to kind of do it how, not necessarily how George Lucas did it, but he also wanted to shift the focus to Leia in the second series. And I think with the names that I've given, using the names that I have been given by Disney as like my source of inspiration to this, I also want to take that idea. So The Force Awakens, she shifts into her position. She gets elected as the next chief of state. And so she is now leading the New Republic. And in because of how they have done it in Legends, where when they take Coruscant, they use the same building. So like Leia will be staying in the Imperial Palace where Palpatine was. And she is tormented by a force nexus that Palpatine left from just being in the residual Imperial Palace, you know, so often that the dark side energies just gather there. And it triggers Leia's more latent force abilities. You know, she was still in this movie, she was still doing stuff with Luke to, you know, kind of clean up the galaxy. But she has only had mediocre force training at this point. But she knows how to be a politician. So that's why she accepts the mantle of chief of state. But being around Palpatine, it you know, kind of triggers, you know, her more latent force abilities. And so she's haunted basically by Palpatine's, you know, specter or whatever you want to call it in the actual movie. And that sets the Palpatine scare up. I think it would be good to throw in like an Anakin Force Ghost situation where she finally talks to her father because they never get to reconcile, even though Luke and Vader do. So I think that's an element you could add to it. But you keep The Force Awakens from like, you know, like you can even play it on Palpatine's, you know, Force Spectre coming back or just Leia's ability, but The Force Awakens, that's it. Then you go to The Last Jedi. So I don't think there would be much of a time skip between the two movies, but basically Leia, you know, only serves a short term. She can't really focus on doing her job, being haunted by Palpatine. And she believes that unless there's some way to get rid of it, she can't do it. Luke hearing this, and being the brother that he is, does hunting around the Imperial Palace to try to find, you know, where the source of this force nexus, if it's something he can be. But again, he's the last Jedi. So that's the big part of that. And I believe at the end of the movie, you know, I hadn't thought through past the first episode, really, but just finish out the sequel. Like in this movie, they find the force nexus or whatever. And you have Leia at the end of the movie being like, you know, I want to be trained as a Jedi. You know, and she tries to figure out some way to manage being chief of state and learning how to be a Jedi at the same time. But eventually she's going to leave being a politician. Then in the last movie, Rise of Skywalker, you have Leia here who has been training as a Jedi. She has kids. I'd keep Jason, Jaina, and Anakin, honestly. They are now being trained as Luke decides to finally, you know, finish trying to establish the Jedi Academy, starts training people. And then you have the Skywalker clan in the middle of training, come across the ghost of, you know, Palpatine comes through. After all that, you find out he's still been alive, still have clones, and you do something like that. I don't think you have to necessarily make Palpatine the big focus of the next trilogy. But I think that if you do something where you have Leia going into the role of chief of state, you can play off like political things and then have him haunting her, her seeing the Force ghosts of Vader and, you know, whatever Force alchemy that Palpatine has rooted. Then you bring Luke in to fight the big bad Palpatine again, try to figure out what's going on in the palace. And then all that comes to a head at the end where he finally reveals his ugly fucking face. And then they all face him as one big Skywalker family. You use the same names. You get the same principle. I don't even, you know, it's not even necessarily a great story, but I feel like there's so many things that you can play off of and not have to do it the same way that Legends did. And definitely don't do it the way that Disney did, where Palpatine can be a big portion of it and you can do a lot with that. Because I mean, like, I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure at Disney, like, yeah, because Leia does become head of something, at least in like episode 8, I feel. Like, isn't she the head of something? Wouldn't she?
This is your fan fiction.
No, I'm talking about in Disney.
She was already the head of the Resistance, right?
Oh, just the Resistance, though. Do we ever know if she actually was like chief of state of the New Republic in the Disney timeline?
She may have been, but retired or something like that. I don't.
Yeah, well, I still feel like you can fit that in into another trilogy where she either like does it and steps away from it to be a Jedi, or, you know, she does it and she gets haunted by Palpatine because she's in the Imperial Palace because they're still using Coruscant. But there's a lot more better ways that you can do it. I was told bonus points if I did it the way that it wasn't done in Legends. If I had to just copy paste, I'd say, yeah, I'd rather take the way you did it in Legends because you have the Dark Empire series, but I can't do that. So I think taking that route is better because she does struggle with deciding on if she wanted to be a Jedi or she wanted to be a politician. And she ends up doing one and then being like, ah, yeah, I'm done with politics for the rest of my life. I'm going to live with my family and be a Jedi.
And this podcast was titled The Force Unscripted.
Wait, what does that mean?
We've been dogging on you this whole time you've been talking.
Oh, because I hadn't been. What do you mean scripted? I got the question I got the question like 2 hours before and I thought about it because I actually wanted to answer that question. Because, I mean, like, it's a hard fucking question. The question is, like, how do you do the sequel trilogy and you can't do it the way the Legends or Disney did it? So, yeah, I had to think about it.
No, it said, how do you read the question again?
How do you make a sequel trilogy where Palp comes back and it makes sense? Bonus points if it makes sense and it's not the way it's done in Legends.
You literally just gave like your fan fiction for like an hour and then we're like, oh, and by the way, Palpatine comes back. But and then you said with clones, like the exact same way that Disney did.
I didn't say with clones. I said he comes back at the end as the big guy.
You know we record, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember saying, oh, did I actually say clones?
You did.
Yeah. At what part?
You're like, and in the last episode, like, oh, boom, Palpatine's there. I mean, he's always like, been there, and he's got like clones and like.
I said clones. I didn't see. Yes. That. I want to call Cap. Yeah, I want to call Cap on that one.
Go back and listen to your recording. You said clones, mate.
Okay. Well, damn.
Totally, I just forgot the whole question because he wanted to give us his.
Well, they said. So well, they mad. Said. Don't what fan? Well, that's not really fanfic, but like, I mean, like. It said don't do it the way Disney did. I mean, like, I didn't do it the way Disney did. I did use clones, but I don't remember ever saying I in my head I didn't have clones in the story, so I'm sorry if I said that. But no, I was thinking more of like a ghost type thing. Like, I kind of wanted to do it like a specter, like something you could fight, but, you know, like fighting your demons type thing.
Okay, here's mine. I thought of it just now because guess what? I didn't have 2 hours of prep time for this.
It's true.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I got the question before the show.
I mean, we talked before the show.
I mean, like, what? We talked about. I mean, we were just shooting the shit.
We could have had prep time.
Yeah.
All right. So here's
damn.
My
I didn't know y'all just, were fucking. Y'all are fucking bitches. What the fuck?
I told you we were dogging on you, dude.
What though, for answering a question that I put thought into? I wouldn't call that scripted. Y'all are some mean fuckers. Y'all know that?
Right, so here's the jam. Palps made the Imperial Palace on top of the old temple. He creates a fucking holocron, because why not? He just wanted a holocron. All the Sith do it. It's like their thing. Creates a holocron. Later down the line, they've defeated him the first time. We can even have it be Rey, I don't care. Somebody, some Jedi in training or whatever, goes into the damn temple, old temple, like trying to reconnect with the past of the Force, of the Jedi. Finds holocron. Gets possessed by holocron when they try to use it. Palps is back. Bada bing, bada boom. You can even have the fighting your own demon shit, because it's in your head. Holocron's like the easiest answer, and it makes sense because that's shit the Sith do.
Hey, I wanted to go off of the names. I thought that you could still. I thought it was cool that I could like try to do it and still use the names that we were given, because I was told a sequel trilogy. How do you split yours up?
Okay, first one, they find out about the Force. They go in their little like training journey. I mean, the First Order can be around. That's fine. I don't care about the First Order stuff's fine. The Imperial Remnants, whatever. That's cool. There could even be a new threat to the galaxy. The like something similar to the Vong. I don't care. It's the you know, we have to have the intro to the characters, so they're unknown to the Force or whatever. They don't know the Force. They get picked up by Luke, whatever. Taken to learn about the Jedi ways. That's the first one. They probably blow up some dumbass Empire First Order thing. I mean, right? It's poetry. Fuck those guys.
He's still mad about Film Bros.
Moving on.
Go support the Film Bros podcast, please. They're cool dudes.
So, second episode goes to the temple. It's like the thing they do at the beginning of it. They find the holocron. They're like trying to open it the whole time because they don't know it's a Sith holocron or whatever. They don't know about the dark side, maybe because whomever was teaching them really didn't want them to know about the dark side because they were afraid of it or whatever. That fits, you know, Luke's MO a little bit from Disney side of things, not like Legend side of things. But so they don't really know what they're doing, you know, spend that whole episode like learning about themselves, whatever.
Pause. You can change that part, by the way. You don't have to do it as if Disney, you're doing it as if Disney doesn't exist.
It said bonus points if Palpatine comes back differently than Disney.
No, it says different than Legends or Disney, either or. Yeah. Just don't do it the same way.
Well, mine's different.
No, I was making the comment about Luke, though, because you said that's Luke's MO, but you don't have to do that if you don't want to. That's what I'm saying.
I don't care who the teacher is. Like, it doesn't matter. The Skywalkers could be gone from this. Like, it doesn't matter. And, I mean, maybe it does because it's Palpatine and he apparently has a thing for them. But, yeah, so, like, some big bad thing happens. They're trying to unlock the holocron to give them power to fight against the big bads in the second one. They're thinking it's going to give them, like, some advantage or whatever. At the very end of the movie, they pop it open, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm back, or whatever the fuck Palpatine would say. Boom, you go to the next movie, it's all their friends trying to kill them, or save them, or whatever. And it's them versus their friends. Maybe they kill one of their friends, who knows? It's definitely more climactic than fucking Palpatine was in, you know, the Disney ones. Good guy goes bad and comes back. Classic Star Wars.
Alright, Exotic, you're uppity.
I don't know about getting like an entire like sequel trilogy on it, but I mean, I would like take a page out of what Momin did. And so whenever, you know, Vader tosses Palpatine down to the fucking great beyond, his spirit's released, and then he just figures out how to store his spirit in, like, I don't know, his lightsabers or something and some shit. And so his spirit's just imbued into those like artifacts, and then somewhere later down the line they're found by Joe Schmo, fucking main character, picks them up, and main character becomes imbued by Palpatine's spirit, and he's just in like a long con mental battle with Palpatine doing bad things and then fighting and fixing shit that he's fucked up and stuff like that. That'd be a cool way to bring him back, besides just he's here, like his Force remnant is there just and your conscious just telling you to do bad shit.
Bonk Bonk, you have any input on this one?
I'm going to pass on this one.
No. Say some outlandish normie shit, please. We want your perspective. I want to see how you would do it.
I mean, just say what you typed in chat.
Come on, you could fucking say.
I'm not doing the spaghetti theory.
Nah, do it. Please. Oh, come on.
I fucking hate you guys. Okay, so.
I'm so excited.
The Palpatine we see isn't the actual Palpatine. It's a Force ghost, or Force projection, created by Jar Jar Binks. You can't start laughing while I'm trying to say this.
I'm good. I'm sorry. Go.
So, Force projection. Jar Jar Binks, right? It's not the actual Palpatine. Jar Jar Binks gets a vision of the future and sees the potential in Rey. So he allows Luke and Darth Vader to defeat him. Now, fast forward some time now. Jar Jar Binks is making some SpaghettiOs. But he forgets to take the spoon out of the bowl. He then fuses with the projection that he made, and now that is why he looks like a nutsack. Disney, sign me.
I have a fucking stroke. I had to mute my mic. Oh my god.
You asked for this. That is the best I could do in like the time you were going on about your fan fiction.
Yeah.
It's not fucking fan fiction.
It's practically a fan fiction.
I guess. I mean, like, I know so much about fucking Star Wars. It's not hard to have all these plot lines because I already have the fucking material for them. Shit, I done read over fucking 200 goddamn Star Wars books. Making a fanfic is probably just fucking second nature at this point for my autistic ass. All right, we got one question.
Still managed to say clones in your answer.
Okay, well, like I said,
prep time.
Like I said, I didn't do it like Disney did, and I didn't mean to say clones if I did. I still don't think I said it, and I'm going to go back and listen to it. And if I'm right, I'm gonna hold it against you. If I'm wrong, I will make an entire episode apologizing to you, and I'll make it fucking flamboyant as shit, too.
I'm looking forward to that.
You're not going
to
make that episode.
Absolutely, I fucking would. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But even if I am wrong, I'm saying right now, I didn't mean to say clones. I meant like a Force Ghost type thing. I'm sorry.
I'm about to get a whole apology episode.
You will love it if I have to make it. But if I don't, I'm going to take my nutsack and I'm going to rub it across your fucking 3G Kindle.
I feel like you should be concerned with how confident I am that you said it.
I mean, you did say clones.
I'm not scared of nothing.
We're definitely not gaslighting you.
Well, I'm going to pray that you are. Because I really don't remember saying it, but you know what? At this point, fucking depression and life has fucked my memory. So, all right, anyways, we got a question from the Twitch chat. The Clone Wars, The Mandalore, or The Mandalorian, and why? Like, as far as series, which ones are your favorite?
That's easy. Clone Wars. I mean, Clone Wars just goes so much further into depth. It travels across the galaxy, going into different stories of different characters, as opposed to The Mandalorian, just Mandalorian, Grogu.
There's about to be a fight.
I mean, The Clone Wars even goes in, has a whole arc just on the Mandalorians too, and it's still better than The Mandalorian.
There's about to be a fight. There's about to be a fight. All right, Bok, I'm gonna let you answer next.
What was the question again?
The Clone Wars or The Mandalorian, and why?
Oh, The Clone Wars.
Okay, where's the why?
I don't know. I just like it animation better than the Disney bullshit they're doing. It's more action, I feel like. I don't know.
Okay, I'm actually shocked. I thought you were gonna pick Mandalorian for like the reverse reasons, but then I forget that you're a fucking anime fucking pro tag lover.
Okay.
And I really thought you would pick the like the realistic practical effects and stuff, CGI.
I don't like the way Disney does it.
That's okay. That's fair.
There's just something about it that just I can't describe it at the moment, but it seems so real that it's fake almost in a sense.
I mean, it's science fiction. Isn't that kind of how that works?
Like I said, I can't come up with the words for.
I'm not judging you. I'm just curious.
Like it. It's just, I don't know. Everything's just so vivid and clean and just, but also so bland too. I don't know. I really don't like the way Disney has been making their films and whatnot.
I got you. Winshi, you got anything to say?
Yeah. I'm going to pick the Clone Wars. And here's why. Okay. Because you posted another question in the chat just a minute ago, and I'm gonna tie that question into my answer for this one.
Don't mix questions like that for me, please.
Anyway, ignoring you. So the other question that he posted, because yeah, fuck you, if you could make any Star Wars TV series, what would you do and what is your story arc?
Oh, this was from Shy Winter's wife, by the way, or fiance.
There we go.
Gotta give shout outs, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. So I really like the Clone Wars. The Clone Wars had so much lore in it, like, you know, years, 7 seasons worth of lore, talking to, you know, showing us Anakin, showing us, like, really solidifying what happens between, like, Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. We see Ahsoka, we get the, you know, those new characters, we get to see old, you know, fun characters, Ara Singh, we get Ventress, who's dope, we get the Bad Batch now, we get Rex, Cody, all of them. There are so many characters, there's so many plot lines, there's so many little tidbits about the Jedi, about the Force. It is arguably superior in terms of lore. And just because I have a hard-on for Mandalorians doesn't mean that I think The Mandalorian is better than the entirety of the Clone Wars animated series.
I'm so proud of you. You know what we call that? That's fucking growth. Look at this man.
However.
Oh, God.
However, I think, and it says, hey, this is where I'm answering the other question. What TV series would I make? Keep it The Mandalorian. That's fine. The story that we're, you know, centering on, though, is not some father-son, you know, Wild West adventures. We're going back in time. We're following prior to the Clone Wars, prior to the creation of the Grand Army of the Republic. We're following the Mandalorian Civil Wars. We're following Jango Fett. We're following his dad, his adopted dad. We're following the Death Watch. I want the Mandalorians set back then. I want to hear about the history of the Mandalorians, not the future of the Mandalorians, because I can make up all the fan fiction I want for the future, but I want the past. I want the dope shit where the Mandalorians are fighting each other in a big-ass war on their planet, like decimating the whole shit so bad that there's a whole faction of people who are like, we never want war again, and they sucked at it, but like, that's what I want.
Okay. I'm actually shocked that you didn't pick the Mandalorian, honestly. I thought you were gonna pick that. My answer is also the Clone Wars. Like I absolutely love the Clone Wars. My answer to the next question then, I'll repeat it. If you could make any Star Wars TV series, what would you do and what is your story arc? I'm always gonna say the New Jedi Order from like Legends. Like you could still do it in Rey's New Jedi Order. Like absolutely. I mean, you just change some of the characters, but you could absolutely still do it. And I loved the extragalactic threat of the Yuuzhan Vong. I loved the storyline, the death of Chewbacca in the beginning, the death of Anakin Solo, Han Solo, and Leia's third child. Well, I mean, like you can't have Han and Leia have some kids in this one, but you could still have like some very strong Force users, you know, people that Rey have recruited. You could still do it. It still makes sense as an extragalactic threat after the New Republic finally replaces the Empire. The Empire is driven back to the Imperial Remnant. They are forced to join allies with the New Republic, and then have the Chiss also join into the fight too. So you have different, you know, galactic governing bodies coming together to form the Galactic Alliance. It's still doable. It would still fit with the story. I that's what I would choose.
I mean, mine would probably be a whole series.
Yep.
Kind of be taking parts of what has already been. I mean, Star Wars: The Old Republic. I mean, that game. Their cinematics, like, just take those cinematics, make an entire series about them. Because, like, ooh, those are just completely just, like, A-tier cinematics, probably some of the best cinematics for a video game I've ever seen. And, like, there's just so much just story in, like, what, those five-minute cinematics that they could flesh out so much from those.
I absolutely feel like
it would
agree.
Be amazing. Yeah, that's.
I feel like still that they've put out nothing like CGI wise from Star Wars. Even like with like Eclipse and stuff. Like I still think nothing tops those Old Republic like cinematics.
Oh yeah.
And those came out in what like 2013, 2014, and like those years. Like, and it still holds up to the test of time over a decade later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like having a series just with the Sith, the Jedi, and the Eternal Empire fighting would be amazing.
Would you use the same engine?
Probably. I mean, it's not animated as a sense. It looks more, it's more of a realistic animation, which I really like.
Okay. Bonkity.
I got nothing.
Nothing. Bro, you came up with a whole fucking Spaghetti-O Jar Jar story, and you can't come up with a series? What about a series about the fucking Spaghetti-Os? I can't believe you have nothing for this question.
I don't know. Probably like a what if, like mess around. And, okay. Like, change like character dynamics. And like what side of the Force they'd be.
I think Exotic, didn't you mention that there is, they yeah.
I think there is, yeah, they said, what if.
Yeah, they're working, Disney's working on it currently. Because they did a what if with Marvel, and so now they're gonna be doing a what if with Star Wars as well.
That doesn't mean you have to change your answer. It's a good answer. And they're working on it. So out of all of us, isn't your answer superior because they're actually doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and he didn't even know about it. Damn, Bonk Bonk won this one. 1-0.
Yeah, I think the what if series would be pretty cool.
Can you do that again? Fucking soundboards, man. So for now, we'll call it there on the questions. Thank you guys so much for the submissions. Shout out to Shy Winter for the first question, Nessie for the second one, and then the lovely fiance of Shy Winter for the last one. We appreciate you guys. Don't forget, you guys can always do the little Spotify like Q&A thing at the end of the episode and let us know if you have questions. You can submit them that way. You can submit them to the stream, to the Twitter, wherever you want to. We're always happy to answer questions. Also, once we get the website up, you'll be able to submit questions from the homepage as well. So again, stay tuned for that. It's all in the works. It'll be ready soon. But if I start talking about it now, then we'll already have like a base for when it, you know, releases. So, but we're going to be playing Exotic's little segment today. This or that. So since it is his segment, he's going to start it off. Exotic, take it away.
Yeah, so this week, it's more of like two scenarios that I'd like to introduce to y'all. So I guess it's more of like a would you rather. So would you rather be a clone in the hallway scene from Clone Wars Season 7 with Maul coming at you? Or would you rather be a rebel soldier from the hallway scene from A New Hope with Vader coming at you?
Oh. Well, this isn't fun at all.
I'll go first. I'll go first. I'll be the clone because I just spent like years fighting against the Sith and the Separatists and whatnot. I feel like I would be a little less scared than a fucking rebel on with the hallway scene just because those dudes have never fought like up against another Force user before, but the clones have definitely like seen them, been around them a lot. Kind of know what the fuck is up with a lightsaber. Vader over here, like, not breathing, you know, just for dramatic effect. Whereas Maul is just like, you're gonna fucking die. I feel like if I was a clone, like, I'm a soldier, I was bred to be a soldier, like, this is what I train for. The rebels are just like, we know, like, Empire. That guy have red lightsaber. Red means bad.
Red means bad.
Red means bad. Red means bad.
Okay, so I'm gonna need y'all to hear me out on this one, okay? I'm gonna take the rebel in the hallway scene because I have always wanted to shit myself with no personal judgment, no outside judgment, just the sweet bliss of releasing fecal matter from my ass in the moment that I'm about to get struck down by the Dark Lord of the Sith. Like, I just, no one would ever judge me. They'd be like, Vader killed him. Oh, he shit himself? Oh, well, I mean, it was Vader. Like, there's no stress on me. There's no pressure to perform. So I'm going to give the best shit performance of my life and just know that as I'm striked down, he gonna have to smell hot shit. And that is a way to go out. You gonna smell my shit, bitch. You gonna kill me, but you gonna smell my shit. So I'm gonna take the rebel scene. Because if I shit...
Can Vader smell, though?
I mean, he has a respirator, so he gotta breathe. It's the fact of the matter, though. Even if he doesn't actually smell it, I've still won in my book. If I'm a clone, that shit is just gonna fucking pool in my suit, so when they finally take me out of it, I'm gonna be fucking shit-soaked. And then they're gonna be like, ah, he was shit-soaked when we buried him. I don't want that. But, ah, Vader killed him. He shit himself. But it was Vader, so he's good. Yeah, I'll take the rebel scene.
Wait, question.
Hey, what would your clone name have been if that was you?
What do you mean?
You know, like, all the clones had a name. Like, what was your clone name if you were the one that shit himself when the Sith was coming at him?
Wouldn't I have my clone name before I died? So
No, they nickname you after. They give you a nickname, and then they make fun of you every time they see somebody with a lightsaber. What was your name?
Shits? Or fucking, I don't know, like...
Giggles, because Shits and Giggles.
Yeah, I like
there
that.
There we go.
Giggles. Shits and Giggles. Yeah, I've been Giggles. Bro, you remember old Giggles? Shit soaked when they pulled him out of his suit? All right, Bonk Bonk, what are you picking?
I'd rather go with the clone.
What's the reasoning?
Yeah, kind of just like what everybody else said. I mean, you're kind of trained for that. Like, at least you get a shot at what you were training for. The rebels are just getting wiped like lambs in a slaughter.
I mean, I could go into depth on it, but I feel like rebel is the better answer. Because, like, Maul was literally just toying with the clones in that hallway scene. He just was pulling pieces off the ship. He cut one clone in half. He didn't have a lightsaber or anything, so you're just sitting there getting fucked by some dude that's unarmed. And the last clone to get out had his whole fucking arm cut off just because Maul was like, nah, you ain't getting away without getting fucked up. And Vader, I mean, Vader was just going through. He was just instantly killing him. He wasn't toying with them. So I feel like dying quick and easy is a lot better than just getting toyed with and cut in half.
Bro, you can shit on him.
I like Brick's name for you too.
Craps. Oh, did he play dice? No, he shot himself.
That was good. That was good.
All right.
Do either of y'all have a would you rather?
Oh, we all should have one.
Well, currently at this very second, do you have one?
Oh, you want me to go next? I'm ready.
Go for it.
All right. So, would you rather marry a Wookiee? And it could be any Wookiee in the Star Wars universe or just a Wookiee.
Most horny podcast.
Wait. I said marry a Wookiee. Bro, marry a Wookiee or get to have the Millennium Falcon as your ship.
Marry a Wookiee.
Well, we know where Winchy stands. And I'm also on the same. I'm also fucking marrying the Wookiee. Bro, they're so furry. You could cuddle them and they'll hunt for you. Are you joking?
with the Millennium Falcon. I mean, you just get to go anywhere the fuck you want.
I have loyal Wookiee pussy.
So much hair, though.
I don't care. It's the just Wookiee fucking shed. Yes. Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah, no. I'm taking the Millennium Falcon any day of the week.
I wonder if they smell worse than dogs.
Chewbacca smell really good. But yeah, when they get sweaty, they do smell like wet dog. I can confirm. Say,
haven't they compared, like,
the how smell can you of confirm that?
Because they talk about it in the books all the time.
Okay. Yeah, they said the Wookiees smell like wet dog. I'm pretty sure Hans even said it once, no?
Yeah, but for the most part, like, when Chewbacca is, like, you know, like, showing up to something, they hug him, and they're like, oh, he smells like a forest, like, woody. He doesn't smell bad, though.
You know what's funny, though? The costume, Chewbacca's costume, after they did the trash compactor scene, never stopped smelling for the rest of production.
Damn.
Yeah, because it was real trash.
Yep.
Oh, that's fucked.
Mark Hamill burst a blood vessel while they were filming because he was trying to hold his breath. I probably could have saved that for Force Facts, but I wasn't going to use it, so.
I mean, you still could. Later down the line, someone will forget. All right, Bonk Bonk, what's your choice?
Millennium Falcon. I'm just not a fan of all the hair.
Damn. All over little peach fuzz. Weak.
It's not peach fuzz.
It is if you're brave enough, sir.
Right, here's mine, all right?
Okay.
I wouldn't take the Millennium Falcon because, A, I have no way to get more hyperspace fuel. I got no way to get any more, like, fuel in general.
You also got no one to fucking teach you how to
fix
use
it.
Yeah, fix it.
Teach me how to use it. I don't know shit. But I bet you that Wookiee could build me one. They're going to live for another, like, 200-300 years, right? My kids will be taken care of for a long-ass time. I ain't got to worry about shit. They can hunt. They're big as fuck. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with me. And if they shed, I mean, look, think about, like, how long their hair. I could probably have as many fucking capes of Wookiee fur as I wanted. And it would be legal.
Yeah, but as soon as it rains, it smells like dog.
And it
as soon as it rains, I smell like dog, too. What's your thing?
And it would be legal as wild.
I mean, you know, getting a Wookiee pelt might be a little hard.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't freely given.
I was about to be like, he's trying to be a Trandoshan.
Oh. You trying to be a tranny? Bro, can I say that? I feel like I can't say that.
I don't think so.
That's what they call them in the Star Wars books. They literally say trannies.
Maybe we should just stick with Trandoshan.
I'm gonna...
And the conservatives will still think we're talking about the other thing, so...
I explained myself. I said what I said. I don't mean no malice.
Wenchi, Bonk Bonk, Eddie Velva, would you rather?
Take your time, boss man.
Wait, I have the first half of it. I just don't have the second half.
Exotics is actually the hardest, in my opinion, because you got to put the most thought into it. FMK is easy, because you just say three fucking names, whatever. But his, you actually got to, like, fucking think about when you come up with one.
Oh, trust me, I've had that would you rather in my head for the past, like, week.
All right, no force powers, no influence. You're just, like, a standard fucking person. But would you rather have the body of Vader or Jabba the Hutt?
Jabba. Hutt implies that I'm going to come into some money.
Also, but I said normal person. Time.
But it doesn't matter. You're a Hutt.
Like no, no influence or no money, powers, nothing. Just body, strictly body.
Oh, but like being a that's what I'm saying. Being a fat Hutt means you got money. Like that. That's literally what that means. That's why I'm like. So I'm a Hutt in the real world, or I'm a Hutt in the Star Wars universe.
You're a giant slug.
Yeah, in the real world or in the Star Wars universe.
In the real world.
Either way.
Okay, in the real world.
I live for 1,000 years. Either way, I live for 1,000 years. If you think I can't make some money in that time,
yeah, then. I'm taking Jabba. I'm not finna fucking be a fucking pocket pussy on stilts. No, yeah, I'll take Jabba.
I also take the Hutt.
So as Vader, do you still get like the cybernetic?
Like, he's trying so hard not to be a Hutt. I just he's like so Vader.
you're
still like a robot burnt up. Person, yeah,
but you have all of the technology. Yeah, you have all the technology and everything that is in Vader's suit.
Yes, because otherwise you're dead.
I don't know what all this technology.
It's just servo motors. So he's basically a Captain America strong, like just on his own.
That's fair.
I'm taking Vader.
Oh no way! No way!
I'm taking Vader.
Bro, you can still get shot.
Yeah, but at least I can move at more than
-2 miles an hour. They can't kill me. They can't shoot me and kill me. Bro, laser bullets don't fuck with a Hutt unless you blast them like 6 times in the same spot. A gun ain't gonna do shit. You can fucking take a AR and fucking shoot me, spray me. It's just gonna bounce off. You more likely to kill yourself than me. Nah, fuck that. You can still get godded as Vader.
Yeah, but Vader could pick up the hut. He's strong as fuck.
Maybe. I don't think so. I don't think Vader could pick up a Jabba-sized hut. I'm gonna be honest with you. Not without the Force. Not without the Force. No way. His limbs aren't that strong.
I've been thinking about this way differently than you guys. I've been thinking, like, which one would I be able to pick up bitches with?
Which one would I struggle with? The slug, bro! Bitches love slimy stuff. Are you joking? Someone gonna get curious as to where your dick is. It ain't gonna be hard to pull.
Ain't nobody throwing hands with somebody in a Vader suit.
Bro, ain't nobody throwing hands with a big-ass slug. What? Bitches gonna run.
Anybody could be fucking a slug in hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, you didn't know about the fucking Hutt Empire then, my dude.
Bro, a Hutt will fuck you up with that tail. Like, no chance. Like, if it came down to a 1v1 Jabba versus Vader with just the suit, no force, Jabba claps in every row. Like, yes, actually. No!
But Jabba couldn't even pull the chains off his neck.
Watch. Look at this image I'm about to put in this chat right here. You want to throw hands with that motherfucker? Because that's going to be me.
I mean, if I'm Captain America, that's not gonna be strong.
That's going to be me.
No, he said Jabba the Hutt's body. You ain't going to be buff.
I'll work out.
You can be a Jabba the Hutt's body.
Jabba
that is Jabba the Hutt's body.
Leia was in a spot where he could not hit her with his tail. Jabba could still swing his tail. If Leia was anywhere else besides fucking choking him, that tail wins. I'm not even joking.
As Vader, you'd be able to get into any of those locations, any area that he couldn't hit you easily.
How? Vader can't run without the Force. Vader uses the Force to run. You don't have no Force. You can't move like Vader.
The slugs move barely.
It's not about moving. It's about turning and smacking you with a tail, bro. You are not Force enhanced. Like, you can't. You can jump higher than a human, but you can't jump a slug.
You ain't gotta get that close to them. Wait till they fucking tire themselves out, because all their fucking fat asses just trying to swing their tail around.
Okay, and then I just walk away. You're a fucking robot. You can't catch me.
You slither away. You don't walk.
Okay, I'll slither away. You don't catch me.
Slither. No, they move so slow.
Hutts can move faster than most bipedals.
Yeah, like you don't respect the Hutts enough. Why you think I'd be wanting to fuck them? Okay, it's completely unrelated, but. Bro, nah, you lose in every way. So, Bonk Bonk, what's your answer then?
Vader.
You two are weird.
I wouldn't want to be a fucking slug.
Exactly. I would. Y'all are weird. at least it's split 50-50. All right, Winshi, what's yours?
All right, so would you rather only be able to speak in droid speak for the rest of your life and nobody would ever understand you, or have the intelligence and the talking pattern of Jar Jar Binks for the rest of your life?
Okay. Specification: are we in the real world or the Star Wars universe?
We're in the real world.
Okay, give me Jar Jar. Fucking talk like that anyway with my fucking two brain cells, so we're good. That's right, easy.
Right. So there's just zero understanding in the whenever you're speaking as a droid, because you know how some people like kind of like understand, like how Anakin kind of understood what R2.
You can mime and shit, but nobody will ever actually understand the words. Like, you might be able to get sentiment across, so like you'll be able to communicate.
Oh, but you could learn ASL. You could learn ASL, right?
Sure. It wouldn't be English ASL. It'd be droid ASL.
I'm speaking droid, bro.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Yeah, I'm speaking droid.
I'm speaking droid.
Because the reason why I asked for that specification, because like if you're in the Star Wars universe, that's okay, because you can just talk to other droids and you can just get like a translator droid to just, you know, translate for you. But like in the real world, like that doesn't exist and there's not other droids, so. Fuck that. I'll talk like Jar Jar.
Keep in mind that this is the real world. Lol. This is the real world where Star Wars, like, you know, the movies was a thing. So everybody thinks you're redacted for talking like Jar Jar Binks for the rest of your life.
I don't care. People already think I'm redacted as is.
That's fair. Yeah. For everyone else's answers. I know you weren't going to change yours.
I'm sticking with a droid.
I'm going droid. Yeah. I'll beat the leg out of that.
Yeah. Can I not, like, communicate at all? Like, I wouldn't be able to write what I mean.
You can write. It's just beeps.
Beep. All you got to do is just find your Anakin.
Like, imagine it's you in a foreign country trying to speak, like, English to people who don't understand English and, like, trying to, like, point at shit and hope that, like, they know what you're saying. That's you the rest of your life. Just droid speak.
Nah, they can just think I'm redacted. I have to stop myself there.
I think I got to go droid.
You guys are weird.
Yeah. You mean, all you got to do is find your Anakin and be his R2. He'll understand you.
Yo, with my luck, I wouldn't find my Anakin. You'll draw pictures. Nah, bro. I'll be Jar Jar. Misa wanting to fucking you and your pussin.
I feel like if you talk like Jar Jar, no one would ever take you seriously.
No one takes me seriously as is. You know, like you guys understand, I'm just black Jar Jar in real life. My tongue can't do what his can, sadly. I try, that don't stop me from trying though. But he's got length. I've got girth. Tongue. All right, I'll stop this. I'm sorry.
Good, please.
All right, well, that has been our bonus episode. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for the questions and everything. We will catch you guys on the next one. Be sure to follow us on wherever you get your podcast fix. The Force Unscripted on all major podcasting platforms and podcast indexes, as well as on Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted. Make sure to follow us on all platforms so you can stay up to date with your latest Force Unscripted news. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesdays for our weekly Force Facts. But that has been the show for today. Peace out, Girl Scouts, and may the Force be with you.